us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think God heard us tonight. Woo, Jesus. Now give him a shout. Jesus. Woo. You can work your way back to your seats. Jesus. Are you ready to take the city now? Hey, God will do his part. God will do his part. But we got to walk it out. We got to go out and take the city. Whew. Hallelujah, Jesus. Back in 1997, the Lord had me take a shofar with me the first time in ministry. We went to Coldwater, Michigan. And as we were preparing to leave, the Lord said, take your shofar with you. And I must admit, I was reluctant. But I obeyed him and I took it. And I set it on the platform as far away from me as I could get it. That's partial obedience. I had it with me, but I wasn't planning on using it. But a lady came forward and she was bound in fear. And she said that she hadn't slept through the night in 15 long years. And I went to do the normal thing, the traditional thing, and lay hands on her and pray for her. And as I went towards her, the Holy Spirit said, get that shofar. I saw it out of the corner of my eye up against the wall. And I said, this lady's going to think I'm some kind of a kook. God, do I really need to do this? And I looked at the lady and I said, you want me to do what I want to do, or you want me to do what God wants to do? She said, obey God. I said, you raise your hands and you receive what God has for you. See anything happen. There was no immediate manifestation of any kind. That was on a Saturday night, and on Sunday morning the pastor said, has anybody got a testimony? Anybody got a story they want to tell? And that lady went forward. She said, that man with that shofar, he had no idea what it would mean to me when he sounded that over me. She said, because I have a Jewish heritage. You see, God knew that. Jim don't know much, but God knows everything. And she said, last night was the first time in 15 years that I slept all the way through the night. You see, the shalom of the Almighty God rested upon her. And the more I obeyed and the more we used the shofar, the more we saw start to happen. We were in Lafayette, Louisiana, during the worship part of the service. And I sounded the shofar, and there's a little boy sitting right out in the front row, maybe two seats back. Power of God hit that little boy, 12 years old. He went down. End of the service, him and his mama come up. He said, I was in pain. I had a lump on my chest right here. When I got off the floor, the pain was gone and the lump was gone. I don't understand it all, but I know my God. And I know his voice. And I know when you obey him, things happen. It sounds a little crazy, but I'm going to tell you, it's the word of God. Everything I'm going to share with you is in the word of God. In the place where the trumpet is sounded, my God will fight for me. When the trumpet was sounded that night, God was fighting for that boy. When the trumpet was sounded that night, God was fighting for that lady. Whew, that's a good reason to have a trumpet in the house. In the place where the trumpet is sounded, your God will fight for you. Whew. We were at a conference, a pastor's conference, minister's conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Lady came down. She's sitting about three rows back. I had 2 minutes to share. I said, God, what do you want me to share? He said, blow that trumpet. I blew the trumpet. Lady jumped to her feet, started shouting unto God. She shared with us later she wasn't coming down that morning because she had been in pain for over 3 years since the birth of her last child. She had to take all these drugs and medication to help her with the pain. And as the trumpet was sounded, she jumped to her feet. She was totally healed. God totally, totally healed. In the place where the trumpet is sounded, my God will fight for me. He's fighting for you tonight. What a shout that just went up. I think the youth call that crazy praise. Whew. Wow. Jesus. We were down in Alabama. Lady was worshiping the Lord, and during the worship, the trumpet was sounded. She told this to her pastor, and her pastor wrote me a letter. She was actually sitting there watching her leg, and there was a blood clot. And she said as the trumpet was sounded, that blood clot dissolved and disappeared from her body. Do I fully understand it? No. But when we obey God, look out. Look out when we obey God. We were in a church in Massachusetts. It was a Portuguese-speaking church. And I never saw anything like this before. I blew the trumpet. There was a man and a lady.